Well, hi Patsy Lou, Jeeves, that's me, if you believe it or not. It seems like I have been awfully bad this time. In fact, I am, for not writing you so long and thanking you for all the things you've done for me to become a citizen. I just have your letter in front of me, and this was dated October the 9th, so this is more than a month. And I'm sure by now Barton is there, which is just great. I'm real happy for you too that you have been, doing so well this terrible long year being apart. It must be really bad, but it seems like you have mastered just really perfect by going to school and writing each other every day. I guess it really helped a lot. You probably seemed to be real close by sending tapes and so on. Well, first of all, I want to thank you so much. This was just awfully sweet from you, off you for sending all the paperwork to the immigration office. Now, they have never told me that they have received it from you. But besides your form, I needed several other people from the moment I got into the United States until today. See, I'm still not sworn in because there were so many other people involved in this. I had to have two more sponsors besides you, and that one captain who is here stationed, well, not directly in Sacramento. It's a few miles outside from here. Yeah, but he has an apartment here. He's a bachelor, and he's an old friend of Tom, and he's supposed to have been stationed down there in Texas. I guess he was in a different class than we were. His name was Mixer, Kenneth Mixer. Probably Barton know him. Well, anyhow, he's stationed out here, and of course, Tom is in the school at Mesa, and he's an electronic warfare officer now. So he comes once in a while and sees us, but he's pretty busy, as a bachelor. But anyhow, he signed also some of the papers for me, and well, it took so long until he had it notarized and we got together, and then the immigration office sent it back again, and there was one statement they didn't care for. Like, well, he, as a bachelor, of course, he lived on base, but he just wrote, James Connolly, but they wanted to have the exact address and things like that. So the paperwork went back and forth and back and forth. And then this very dear friend of mine here, I used to work with her at the real estate office. In fact, she's the manager there, and her husband is became a real close friend of Tom. He's an architect. And Darlene and I, we got real close. Well, she was so sweet in going down there with me the day I took my exam. And of course, Tom had to go too, and she had to swear, that she knew me from, the time 8 months ago. And of course, you have to see the people real frequently, So this was really difficult. You can't imagine being in the Air Force and being shipped around and really never making close friends, or if you do, you don't see them again or very seldom. See, and they wanted that you see them quite frequently. So this was my whole problem so far. But as it looks, I will be sworn in next month. They swear some people in on the 20th of this month, but I haven't had any notice yet, and that would be on Monday, today, Sunday, so I suppose it won't be this month, but then for sure next month. But I was very anxious to get everything settled here in Sacramento, because if I'm not sworn in, see, I have to apply all over again in Mississippi, and you have to live there 6 months first, and of course, you have to go through the same procedure again. You have to see people and take your exam, and of course, I would have to study again because probably the government, it's just, a little different down there than it's over here. I don't know, because they asked you also about the state government and things like that. So it, I'm glad I passed my exam, and well, I have to say I did pretty good. He said to me, he said, "I'm not gonna ask you anymore because you know every question." And he told Tommy that he ought to be real proud that I know more about history than a lot of Americans do. But I was, of course, studying a little bit. But now, since I'm going to school and I'm taking government and history, of course, now it wouldn't be any problem at all. I see in the letter that you're also taking history. And what are you taking? History one or two? Is it world history or American history? Well, I'm taking American history, number one. And it goes, not far. Well, we are now where the Civil War started. And I enjoy it very much. In fact, this is my favorite subject. And I have quite a few B's. And the last test I had, which was last Monday, I made 100%, so I got an A in it. And geez, I was real proud of it. But it seems like because of schoolwork, I get very little done otherwise. I don't even know if I'm a good wife anymore, because every time Tom wants to go someplace, I have to study and then he ends up going by himself. But you can't do everything. I want to go definitely to college, if I can, next year or the year after, because, well, we're going to go down to Mississippi now for 8 months, and Tom going to school, and if I go to school, I don't think it really works as well, because I know Tom gets awfully tense, and I get tense, and I don't think it's the ideal situation for me to go to school. So it might be on our assignment the next time after the 8 months, but who knows where we're going to go next. Well, anyhow, I'm glad you're doing so good. But you know, with all the courses you're taking, like social study and let's see what else you're taking, psychology. Are you planning to be a social worker later on, or what do you want to major in? Because you take an awful lot of psychology and social courses, and then sitting in groups there. I bet that's very interesting. In fact, this the people we're renting the house from, they're just getting a divorce. They have 3 children. And, well, because of that, she is going to, well, she gets treatment from the psychiatrist, and she's sitting in those group therapy. I guess she expects that that's supposed to help. I don't know. But she seems to be very confident, and I personally don't know, because I never had to have any treatment like that. But I don't know. I think if I can't realize what's wrong with me or with my marriage, then I'm afraid nobody else can. But I'm sure you know better about that than I do. Well, I'm sure Barton is here by now. He's back, and I hope he's feeling fine. It's really terrible, the stories you hear from the people who do return. I talked the other day to a fellow, and he said, oh, it's just a difficult word. The people really don't realize it over here as much, because we don't hear even half of what's really going on. And I know, gee, some people going even a second time. You remember this friend I told you once, Patsy, you know, the 105 pilot? Well, I read in the, because I'm not in contact with him anymore. In the meantime, he got married, too. Well, he was the second time now in Vietnam, and he got a Silver Star out of it. So I guess he's doing pretty good as far as his promotion concerns. I don't know what's going to happen to Tom, if he's going to go or not. He assumed that this will be his next assignment after Mississippi. But of course, you never know. See, Tom is going to be up for major next year. And if they're going to pass him over, I doubt that they will send him to Vietnam or any place overseas. Of course, if not, then I wouldn't be surprised at all that they would send him there, because it seems like everybody else is going. In fact, some people go the second and the third time. So it must be awfully serious there. In fact, in my political science course I'm taking right now, every one of us has to hold a speech about what's going on right now in the world, and I was preparing myself for a speech about Vietnam. And I have it written out pretty good so far. I just have to have the nerve to go up in front of the class and talk about it. But I'm keeping working it over and over, my speech, because I want to get a real good grade out of it. And it seems like if I keep changing and adding things to it, I never hold my speech. But I really sincerely enjoy my school, and I'm sure you do too. Otherwise, you wouldn't go. But probably you can tell me a little bit about college in general, and how the exams are, you know, different from high school and so forth and so on, because I really want to go. Tom doesn't like the idea too much that I'm going to college. He thinks I should just, you know, stay at home and be a good wife and cook and all that, but by gosh, there's more than that in life, I think, and education did never hurt anybody. So I'm going to go through with it. Well, my mother enjoyed very much your greetings, and she told me to say hello to you. Now, she's gone just about a month. She left on the 23rd of last month, and I just got a terrible, terrible news from home yesterday, and I was just in tears. My dad sent me a tape and told me that my mother had to go to the hospital, that she was very seriously ill. In fact, she was at home for about a week, and she'd been treated by a doctor, and he had to come by and give her just about every second hour a shot because the pain was just really tremendous. She just couldn't stand him. And they don't know all the details yet what she has, but they know for sure that she has a very severe gallbladder infection. So they don't know if she has stones or not, and what else. But anyhow, she must have been in pretty bad shape, and Dad said she must have lost at least 10 or 12 pounds already. And I'm telling you, I just about fell to pieces because, well, now I'm not there and I can't help, and my poor dad was, you know, all by himself for months, and it must have been pretty bad for him to go to work and cook and clean the house and all that. It, I mean, he's just about 65 now. He reached the age, you know, where he just can't do all the things like he used to anymore. And that was pretty hard for him. And Mom said when she came back, of course, she had a lot of washing and things to do. And I would assume that she probably worked too hard. And this is the result of it. I don't know. But she has been so ill that the doctor said that he couldn't take any more responsibility. And he had to send her to the hospital. So she's in the hospital already since last Wednesday. And, of course, I didn't know about it. I just got the tape on Saturday, and I just, you know, felt terrible bad. So I bought my mother some things, some slippers and nightgown and stuff, and sent it over. Then I'm going to send it by airmail because it's just so difficult to do something from over here, you know, flowers. It just, you know, it's really difficult. But I sent my dad some money, so he has to buy my mother some flowers for me and things like that. But I felt really bad because now where she really would need me, I'm so far away. And believe me, sometimes I feel awfully guilty about that. I sometimes don't know where I really should be. Should I be here or should I be back home? Yeah, it's pretty difficult. You should be thankful that you married a native-born man because that helps a lot of problems. Well, I see I've already yapped away here, and one tape is just about finished. Well, I start on the next one.